The Volume.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more. Surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel, whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any fantasy sport. There is a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. Hi, everybody, and welcome into our Monday morning podcast, the Colin Cowherd Podcast. Really going to be a good one tonight. Let me jump on a couple of things. Mike Silver, NFL Network, Sports Illustrated, he's great. He's a regular now on my podcast. And before I get to him, I want to talk about coaching for a second. So the three coaches I had huge issues with in terms of being hired were David Culley at Houston, Nick Sirianni with the Eagles, and Dan Campbell with the Lions. Well, let's be honest, they're sort of disasters. This is something that is not terribly difficult. If somebody is not good in their interview for a job, it should be held against them. When you watched all three in the first couple of weeks at the podium, it was a disaster. Folks, if you can't ace the interview, I've had 15 interviews in my life. I've never had a disaster. Doesn't mean I've gotten every job. But these guys were a wreck at the podium. And you have to remember, elevate, motivate, grab respect from 53 men and scout teams and assistant coaches. Also, what are they like building a staff if they can't do a 10-minute presser in front of local media, not even national media? So all three coaches, I do think Dan Campbell's teams play their butt off. I'll give him a lot of credit for that. I thought he had a good Sunday, a couple of fake punts, onside kick. But in the end, the coaches I thought would be a disaster are a disaster. Here's something else in terms of coaching. I talked about this on The Herd last week. Denver, Miami, and the Washington football team all have defensive coaches. All of those teams had opportunities to move up in the draft and get a quarterback or simply stay where they were and get a quarterback. And the defensive coaches did not. If you look at who is flourishing in this league right now, it is offensive coaches who lobbied hard to their owners and GM for quarterback upgrades. Sean McVay went to Stan Kroenke and Les Snead. He already had a quarterback in Jared Goff that got him to a Super Bowl. He lobbied hard for an upgrade. It's paying off. You look around the league. Frank Reich lobbied hard for an upgraded quarterback. Carson Wentz so far has had a very good year. The defensive coaches, Vic Fangio at Denver, Brian Flores with the Dolphins, Ron Rivera with Washington, they did not have a belief that quarterback would be essential to winning games. I mean, Denver's a wreck now. Raiders are better than we thought. Chargers are good. Kansas City's a little bit of a wreck, but they got Patrick Mahomes. So I think it does point to something that's happening in football. If you got to hire a coach, you really, really have to strongly consider the offensive side of the ball. Now, that is not a revelation, but you're really seeing it. It's really obvious is that the Stefanskis, that's why Baker Mayfield may be in some trouble. He is not going to settle. He is going to lobby hard for an upgrade. Zach Taylor has Joe Burrow. How's that working? You start looking around this league right now, defensive coaches. I said this about Mike Tomlin. I love Mike Tomlin. He is not upgraded at quarterback, and he should have really been far more aggressive. Forget this draft, the previous draft. If you're an owner, you have to lean offense. Denver's going to get a new coach. Go offense. Not just for the game, not just for the play calling. The understanding of how valuable the quarterback position now is. There's a lot of different things to talk about. I thought it was interesting that Bill Belichick not only beat the Jets, but rubbed it in. They were throwing the ball, play action passes with 3 minutes left and a 30-point lead. Why? We all know he doesn't like the Jets, but he also has a deep respect for football history. And win or lose, Belichick has always done it by respecting the game. Well, he was pouring it on the Jets. And my theory is this. He wants to make sure that everybody knows that the Mac Jones, the quarterback he liked, the rookie, is a lot better than Zach Wilson. He wants to make sure you know that. Secondly, they are no longer the kings, not only of the AFC, but the AFC East. He is now competing potentially with the Dolphins and the Jets for free agents, for coaches. This is no longer Bill is at a certain level, everybody's at a different level. He's in a dogfight with the Jets and the Dolphins to get that wild card berth. And he wants to make an imprint around the league is we're good, we're getting better. If you're a free agent, if you're a top coach, keep your eyes on us. I think you'll see this the rest of the year from Belichick. If he has a chance, if he smells blood, he's absolutely going to pour it on. That's not the Belichick we knew with Brady. They had a lot of games with a lead and 7 minutes to go, and they were running the ball, eating the clock, and going to bed and getting out of town. But I thought it was really interesting to see how he not only won, but poured it on the Jets to make it known there is a gap still between the Patriots and the Jets. We may not win this division, but there's still a monster gap between these two franchises. Something else that jumped out to me. The Miami Dolphins, the rumors are now strong. Jay Glazer threw it out there as well. The Dolphins are going after Deshaun Watson. If I was Philadelphia and Washington, I would totally understand those teams aggressively going for Deshaun Watson as well. But, you know, it's interesting. The last 2 weeks, Tua has completed 75% of his throws. This is the best Tua has ever looked. He also had two awful interceptions in this game. But it doesn't really matter. They've made this decision. And I talk about this all the time. My wife was in PR, and she used to always say, companies decide a year or 6 months before they fire you, they're firing you. You can be on good graces, but they have those meetings. They start looking privately. It's too late for Tua. Okay, it's the injuries. He got benched. His teammates did not vote him captain. Don't listen to any other media person that says that's not a big deal. Every quarterback that's going to start is voted captain. They touch the ball 65 times a game. No other player generally touches it more than 6 to 8 times. Even the top receivers are targeted maybe 12 times. So they've already made a decision. And something that we often forget is that you and I don't see practice footage. When teammates don't vote him captain, that tells you he's not dynamic at practice. Okay, when Russell Wilson got drafted by the Seahawks in the 3rd round, they'd signed Matt Flynn. It was about 4 practices in that none of us saw that Seahawk players were like, yep, that's the guy. Okay, we don't see that stuff. Players do. You can't fool players. I think you can win games with Tua, but it's never been about that. You go with games with Tebow. Are you willing to build the franchise around a smallish, average arm, marginal athlete at quarterback? You have to be so perfect everywhere else to win games with Tua. So they're bailing. Totally support it. I said, out of college, I liked him. But before his first start, I'd seen a ton of practice footage on all these sports networks. And I said right before he started, I said, I don't like it. There's no special there. Arm, nope. Size, nope. Athletic ability, nope. You can't tell me he's accurate. Folks, that's the foundation of the house. If you can't do the accuracy thing, you're not even an NFL quarterback. You're a college quarterback. One more take. In my business, I notice this a lot, and I don't want to call out anybody individually, but I call it safetyism. You never get pushback if you're a sportscaster, if you play it safe. You never have a contrarian take. You always go to Twitter and, oh, Mahomes is great. Of course, you're going to get no pushback. I take great pride in the fact that I can do a simulcast. In fact, we're the only one in the country still doing it. I get a number on TV and radio and podcast and digital and Facebook. And the reason is that we're willing to say things and get shit for it. And I said this a couple of weeks ago. It's very easy to criticize those who criticize Baker Mayfield. But you and I all know this. All the safe takers out there, you and I know this. They today would not give him an extension. You know it and I know it. And I've been saying it for 3 years. And getting shit for it. But a prime example is Mahomes. Everybody is petrified of criticizing Mahomes on social media because you get pushback. But he's loose. He's getting looser. He is not the easiest quarterback to coach. Andy Reid's lovable. It's good ownership. I think a smart GM. But right now, Kansas City is trying to throw haymakers. And they don't do a lot of things well. And it's a very thin roster where they pay 5 or 6 players top dollar. And some of this, not all of it, not a majority of it. But right now, Derek Carr is playing as well or better than virtually every quarterback in the league. It's okay to say it. And Mahomes isn't perfect. People forget this. He's been in the Super Bowl twice. In 7 of the 8 quarters, he's been outplayed by Jimmy Garoppolo and a 44-year-old Tom Brady. I like Mahomes. I do not think Kansas City is a special team this year. I think they're bad defensively. The offensive line is a little hit and miss. They've also had injuries. But sometimes I roll my eyes. It's okay to criticize Patrick Mahomes. He's not played as well. He's made some really bad throws. In the last 15 games, the Chiefs are 3-12 against the spread. What does that tell you? The media has become the fans. They're overvaluing Kansas City. They have not played particularly well in, I don't know, you saw the Super Bowl. You've watched all these preseason games. You've watched these regular season games. When a team is 3-12 against the spread, they're being wildly overvalued. A lot of that is the fans. A lot of that is the media. Just because you like Andy Reid and because Patrick Mahomes can throw it with his left hand doesn't mean they're not fallible. It's okay. You'll get a little pushback on social media. Eye roll. That's part of the business. If you're not getting pushback, you're not really doing your job. So this week, my daughter says, Dad, I'm going to Baltimore with friends. I've never been to an NFL game. Can you get me Ravens tickets? And I said, okay, I'll try. So I have a rule. I'm not a ticket broker. So I tell my friends this. I don't do tickets. I do opinions. I don't do tickets. I don't get anybody free tickets. So I told my daughter, I'm going to pay for them. I'm not going to ask anybody for free tickets. I don't want to feel like I owe anybody anything. So I called the Ravens, such a well-run organization, got back to me immediately. They were wonderful, got four seats. Bizarrely, my daughter sits next to Joe Burrow's mother. I kid you not, said she was wonderful. But I like the Bengals. I said it was one of my better bets of the week, and I thought it would be much closer. I didn't know if they could win on the road because Baltimore's had their numbers. But I think what you're watching with Joe Burrow, this, remember, is still not a very good offensive line. And what you're seeing with Joe Burrow and what you're seeing with Trevor Lawrence is telling you, and Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert last year broke all those quarterback records behind an atrocious offensive line. Joe Burrow has been magnificent, but behind a bad offensive line, 2 years. It's better this year. It's not great. Trevor Lawrence, Greg Cosell told me this week, he's getting better every week. He's really special. We can use an offensive line as a excuse for Daniel Jones and for Sam Darnold. But Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Trevor Lawrence are playing with suboptimal, in some cases, bad O-lines, and they are putting up excellent numbers. Sam Darnold had a couple of mistakes this weekend, one of them from his end zone that was simply cognitively a dumb play. You can't be in the league this long and make the throw Sam made from his end zone. It was really discouraging. You cannot just blame the pressure. Sam knows I'm in the end zone. We don't have a good offensive line. You have to go to the line knowing I may have to sail this thing. Do I have a receiver who I can throw at his feet? I think cognitively, sometimes the game's too fast for Sam. I really believe that. We can talk about Tua's offensive line. Well, he also has virtually no escapability. But there's sort of this built-in excuse. Well, you know, the offensive line. Yes. Quarterbacks to win and be a playoff team generally need at least a top 15 to 18 offensive line. It can't be a bottom 10 to 12 offensive line. But Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, and Justin Herbert last year are proving the truly special young quarterbacks can not only make the most of it, but in many instances can simply overcome a bad front. Let's bring on my buddy Mike Silver. All right, Monday night matchup. FanDuel Sportsbook's about to make it even bigger because FanDuel's given new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 in a $5 bet. Take Seattle at home plus 4.5. The weather's crappy. It'll be a low-scoring game. Geno Smith now has a start under his belt, and they were competitive on the road against Pittsburgh, a much better defense right now than the Saints have. Not sure if Seattle wins. I think I'll take them plus 4.5 at home. Listen, FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, safe, fast payouts. Plus, here's the thing. When you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. Sign up now, promo code Colin this week. You win $150 and a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-A-N, so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 plus and
attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Redline is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona.
It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform I love to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources once reserved for big business, so upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere. Synchronize online and in-person sales and effortlessly stay informed. I love Shopify. Have for years the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers, drive sales, manage your day-to-day, reach customers online with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/Colin, all lowercase, shopify.com/Colin for a free 14-day trial, full access at Shopify's entire suite of features. Shopify.com/Colin.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too, because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder. And our family bonds grow too, because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, Mike, love having you on. Let's start. I kind of left it open. I talked about the erosion of Patrick Mahomes and the defense. It's certainly not primarily on Mahomes, but I did point to something that drives me crazy. You're willing to fight with people on the internet. You're willing to fight. And there's a thing called safetyism, which is so repugnant to me, where media people just have safe takes because they don't want to spar with fans. And I said, it's okay to criticize Mahomes. He's been inconsistent. He's been loose. He's made bad throws. But we can talk about that because I still think he's unbelievably a gifted talent. Like I always said about Aaron Rodgers, I know he's great. But there's times he's condescending, can be difficult, can be aloof. I said this 7 years ago and got huge pushback. I said, nobody's saying he's not an A. Nobody's saying he's not great. But he's not perfect, okay? Let's slow down. But what I want to talk about is Derrick Henry, because I think you have strong feelings on this as well. I don't want the NFL to become the CFL. I like power football a lot. I really find myself, I know everybody thinks they're boring. I like watching the Titans. I really do.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And, you know, we saw D'Ernest Johnson have that big game on national TV, and it's a great story. And once again, and I've been hearing this for 20 years plus, not just from fans, by the way, but from GMs and coaches, you know, hey, you can get a running back anywhere. It really started in the Shanahan heyday in Denver. And I mean, Mike Shanahan with Terrell Davis, and you had Alandis Gary and Mike Anderson and other guys, you know, with that outside zone scheme. And yeah, you can find backs later. That's absolutely true. And sometimes they do feel disposable, and sometimes really good ones, you know, or great ones even last till later rounds for whatever reason. But then I look at Derrick Henry and I'm like, dude, if we did a redraft, where would Derrick Henry defensively go in that year? Well, I have to look at the draft, but 2, 3, I mean, he is that valuable. He not only in terms of productivity is that valuable, and I know I've been saying for 3 years, this guy's far and away the best back in football, but it just changes the entire mentality when you play them. And as you said, the power attack and the ability to pound it in, and he doesn't just, you know, run dives. I mean, this guy gets the ball in space and goes 80 sometimes or 60.
Also, you know, also, Mike, because linebackers are smaller and so are safeties, because the game has spread out.
Right.
So you're getting 227-pound linebackers and 204-pound safeties. The box safety now is a liability. Like you can be, you play Kansas City, it's hard to have one on the field. So I think the big strong back, I mean, let's be honest. A lot of the teams that are blowing us away offensively, the Cowboys, why? They're running the football more.
Right.
The Titans, say this for Jonathan Taylor. He is saving them with all their injuries.
Well, look what the 49ers did when they got to the Super Bowl. I mean, they basically didn't pass for, you know, most of the playoffs until the Super Bowl, right? Because that running attack was so good. And yes, it was no-name backs, but you're right. That's a great point about the smaller DBs. And listen, the equation, you know, the equation changes as the game goes on. Early in the game, these guys are fired up and they're gang tackling and they're running to the ball. And they might get Derrick Henry down a few times, but the psychology of this guy coming at you when they've got a little bit of a lead, third quarter, fourth quarter, it just wears you down. And I would say this too, like how many non-quarterbacks do you remember taking over a playoff game? You know, we saw Von Miller do it the Super Bowl season. We've seen guys do it, but Derrick Henry did that against the Titans, or against the Ravens, sorry, the first year, when they upset them in Baltimore when, you know, Lamar was the MVP. Derrick Henry took over a playoff game, and the Ravens never even got in that game. So it is smart to think you can find backs later sometimes, but some backs who are special, like Adrian Peterson was, I mean, do anything you can. Marshawn Lynch, do anything you can to get that guy on your team. It is a mentality changer. And all those guys, all three of those guys I named, that speaks to what you talked about, power running in an era where defenses aren't equipped to stop it.
So the Miami situation now, Jay Glazer joined the reporting that Deshaun Watson, they're working on making a move. Tua has completed 75% of his throws in the last 2 weeks. He had two god-awful picks, though, against Atlanta. And, you know, they've made their decision. Teammates didn't name him captain. He was benched three times. He was hurt. I mean, they've made their decisions. They see practice stuff. We don't. He's not the guy. There's not a lot of it there. Is there anybody else with your labyrinth of sources? I got to believe Philadelphia has to consider it. Washington has to consider it, regardless of my personal opinion on Deshaun Watson and the story. Let's just talk from football operations. Is Miami the only team involved here?
You know, I think Carolina comes back into play. And I know Matt Rhule has tried to go out of his way to say, hey, I'm all in on Matt or on Sam Darnold. But he benched Sam Darnold, you know, today. So, yeah, It's a complicated equation. I don't think the Eagles will ultimately do it because I think at the highest levels of that organization, they will ultimately say, you know, there's just too much we don't know. There are the overtones of what he's accused of doing. There is the possibility of league discipline and also legal discipline potentially that could factor in. And you're really, really giving up a lot. Yeah, that doesn't mean they won't, but really this is an ownership decision, right, ultimately.
Right, right.
And so yes. I don't know that Jeffrey Lurie ultimately, when he sees that equation, he got a Super Bowl, his Holy Grail a few years ago. He knows they're trying to build it back up. Does he think if they give up all that for Deshaun Watson, they're back right now? I don't know. And then you don't know if you have them. David Tepper, the Panthers owner, clearly just wants to take home run swings, right? And
yes,
and he'll handle the blowback. He's like, look, man, you had an owner who was accused of stuff, and we got rid of him. So, you know, don't worry about the Deshaun Watson thing. I'll handle that. So I think that's a possibility. And Miami, you have an older owner, Stephen Ross, and you have now a coach, Brian Flores, who all of a sudden feels pressure. And I don't think it's as much Chris Greer, the GM. He's done a great job of getting them the ammunition to build it. But I think it's more of a Brian Flores call as to who gets actually picked. And, you know, my friend and former colleague Jeff Darlington at ESPN brought up a really good point a week ago, which is Brian Flores seems to be in that same pattern we've seen many Dolphin coaches in the Ross era have, which is early on, whoa, like Tony Sperano. Wow, hey, they won the division. Look at that. Adam Gase, hey, got him to the playoffs. Like, look at what's going on here. And last year, Brian Flores, you know, some big wins and nearly going to the playoffs. So now you look at Brian Flores and you're like, what is the plan? What's going on? And then the last thing, and you and I have talked about this a lot, it's one thing if you tried it, you pick Tua that high and it's not going great early, but you can't help but look to your left and to your right. And that's Joe Burrow went one. Okay, he went one, but that's a home run right there. And then Justin Herbert went right after Tua, and that's maybe a grand slam. And so you have to view the Tua pick through that prism.
Yeah, the aesthetics are really bad because fans keep score. The draft now, it's not like a hockey draft. It's not like a baseball draft. It gets bigger ratings than NBA playoff games. So everybody watches it. You know, these are guys from Oregon and LSU and Alabama. We all know these guys and we know, you know, the standings on the Dolphins and where they chose. So one of the things that I think is funny, a lot of stories came out about Goff and McVay this week. And it's funny because you wrote an article, I remember reading it back in January, and you actually broke all this stuff, and that's not a shot at anybody, but let's go back to the stuff that in your story that you talked about when McVay called Goff and said, we're moving you.
Yeah. You know, it was not a very delicately handled goodbye. You know, they lost in the playoff game. Immediately, Sean McVay was asked about Jared Goff. Is he your quarterback? And he said, yeah, sure, he is right now, which is literally what Cardinals general.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back. And joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Manager Steve Keim, our friend, both of us, said at the Combine when asked about Josh Rosen before he drafted Kyler Murray. And Sean had another comment that was probably even stronger. Les Snead said some stuff. I actually talked to Sean McVay when he was in Cabo. I did not hang up on him a day or two before the trade. He called me and was curious about the optics in my eyes and how he was handling this situation. And he knows that I've known Jared for a long time and I'm very close with him. I'm very close with Sean. And regardless of outcome, I just told him I thought that they weren't handling it great. And he said, well, I just don't want to lie. I don't want to be accused of lying after the fact. And I said, I hear you, man. But a lot of coaches say, hey, that's my quarterback. But, you know, you never know. We always look to improve the team. So pretty quickly thereafter, he got traded on a Saturday night, I believe, pretty abruptly. The next morning I talked to Jared and wrote a pretty long column on it. And the lead of that column is Sean calls Jared. He's been hearing some stuff. Sean calls him and says, hey, man, we traded you for Matthew Stafford. And they haven't been on the phone very long. And now the news has broken, probably because, if my memory serves me right, Jay Glazer, who does these things often, broke it. So now the whole world has found out. And Jared's dad called because he saw it, and that's his son. Jared saw the call waiting. and just said, hey, man, I got to go, boom. And it was not. I don't know if hanging up on him is, that might be a little severe, but he basically very quickly had Sean lose a phone face-off in a judgment call. And yeah, Jared was super not thrilled with Sean at the time. And, you know, they did have a conversation afterwards. Jared did come into the facility a week or two later and sit with Sean for a pretty long time, and they got some things off their chest. I don't know that, you know, it's all milk and roses or milk and honey. Bread, roses, milk, honey, some combination of those things. But, you know, they cleared some things up and, you know, tried to move on. So, yeah, I was, you know, Jay breaks enough stuff on his own. The fact that he was able to confirm that months later on your network was also cool.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So you, Mike Silver, you are still a little bit of a cynic on Arizona. And let me say this. I've been on this kick for about 3 years. Aggressive wins in sports. Dana White came out and said in the pandemic, I'm renting an island. And it worked. If you start looking at baseball teams, football teams, Stafford over Goff, we're going to go for it. It works overwhelmingly. And nobody's been more aggressive than Steve Keim, Zach Ertz, J.J. Watt. And it's working. So just my default mechanism with teams that are aggressive is this shit works. Also, there are moments watching Kyler Murray, Mike, and I believe this to be true, that I think he's the best player in the National Football League.
Whoa.
He could not. I know it sounds crazy. There are things he does Aaron can't do, Patrick can't do, Russell Wilson can't do.
Can Lamar do them?
Well, I don't think Lamar's ever thrown as pretty a ball as Kyler. Kyler's baseball background, he slides better, he throws a prettier ball. But I'm watching this league, and I said this a couple weeks ago, last weekend, 13 of the 14 best quarterbacks won the game, would have been 14 for 14, but Josh Allen slipped. Every division right now is led, except one, by the best quarterback in the division. The only exception is Derek Carr and Justin Herbert, and they're darn good. That the league is now so quarterback-driven, and it's really made a leap, Mike, in the last 4 to 5 years. Kyler Murray is just going to pull them to wins. And he made plays today that were ridiculous. It was like Pac-Man. It looked like a video game. So you're a little bit of a cynic on these guys and why.
First of all, I love aggressive. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying, like, the dream team, you know, Philadelphia. Like, there have been plenty of times where aggressive didn't work and people got fired and, you know, we all still harken back to it. So I like aggressive, but you got to be willing to take the swing. I think Steve Keim didn't have a choice because my understanding of what went down in Arizona after last season was, you know, the rest of us looked at him and said, oh, look, Cardinals kind of made a jump, almost made the playoffs, kind of like the Dolphins, right? Like, wow, promising season, just didn't end well at, you know, the last couple of weeks. But ownership was like, this was a colossal failure. It's unacceptable. And if it doesn't change now, heads will roll. And, you know, if I'm Steve Keim, I don't know if that's Cliff Kingsbury's figurative head or Steve Keim's also, but I'm being aggressive under that backdrop. And so, yeah, he went and got J.J. Watt, which is, let's face it, it's a risk. You know, it's still a risk. He has been very injured, you know, off.
Yes.
Got rid of Patrick Peterson. You know, the Chandler Jones thing can be kind of weird. The Zach Ertz trade, great decision to do that in the wake of the, you know, the Max Williams injury. But the thing that just concerns me a little bit about Arizona is the combination of what I just voiced, that there's a lot of pressure there. Now, luckily for them, they've started very, very well. But Kyler, you know, last year it didn't end well with Kyler either, and it ended a little weird. Like, he wasn't on the field and didn't play, and they really weren't sure about how the injury, you know, thing was playing out, and it just kind of fell flat. And then Kyler didn't have an offseason that was anything like, well, Aaron Rodgers doesn't count, right? Because he was going through his weirdness, right. And Russell doesn't count. But any other franchise quarterback that you named, you know, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, all these other guys, they're grinding through the offseason with the team and throwing with guys away from it, and just they're all in. And Kyler, it didn't feel all into them. He missed some, you know, OTA time. There's talk that he might play baseball. And if you combine that with his personality, which is very not typical franchise quarterbacky, it's more reserved. It's less, you know, hey, we're all, you know, I'm the guy yelling and we're all, you know, in the mix together. So they don't feel like he's, you know, that guy. They're not sure if he really wants to play baseball ever. They weren't sure how last year ended, and he wasn't really there over the offseason. So, yeah, he better keep making plays, because if it starts getting weird, you know, I know if it starts getting weird in Baltimore, Lamar Jackson can, you know, galvanize that team. I know Josh Allen can do it. I know Justin Herbert already can do it. And I know Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady can do it. I still don't know if Kyler can do that, but he's doing it so far.
Raiders, post Gruden, they're playing with an incredible energy. We know that interim coaches, that's often the case.
New conspiracy theory. The Raiders leaked the emails because they wanted Rich Bisaccia. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I'm speaking in jest, but you know, you're right. They're playing really, really well at a time when they could have easily, started moping and been discombobulated.
Yeah, it also points to the fact that, and this goes back to sort of a cultural reality, this is a quarterback league more than ever. Derek Carr's good. He's got, you know, 7 to 8 legitimate weapons, with Darren Waller healthy or not. And the truth is, it overcomes a lot of shortcomings. I said this last week. Tua can win games. But what you're looking for, Tua's not the problem, but he's not the solution. The solution in the NFL is a great quarterback. He minimizes all your problems, injuries, bad free agent signings, draft picks.
Right.
And we all struggle with Derek Carr because he came from Fresno State. He wasn't a first rounder. The team was bad initially. Do we have to come to the point where we just go, shit, Derek's a top 10 quarterback. By the way, I've come to terms with that with Dak Prescott. He throws a better ball today than 2 years ago. I think Derek's one of those. He's good.
Well, here, I'll give you both sides on Derek. You know, what you said is what they think. he might not be the difference, you know, put us over the top, but we can definitely win with him now. So some things have changed, right? The defense is better with Gus Bradley, with the guys they brought in. That's a big deal. Greg Olsen has called two really good games with John Gruden gone. Let's give offensive coordinator Greg Olsen some credit. He is stepping up to this challenge. So we look at Rich Bisaccia, but we also look at, you know, John Gruden's been replaced as a play caller too, and that's gone well. They don't believe Derek always is the, you know, toughest, you know, guy in, you know, and I know he's been physically tough. I just think they think there are times where he isn't your
sensitive.
Classic. Yeah. But yeah. The pro Derek Carr, and I've been saying this for years, look at this guy's comeback record. Start looking at the numbers of how many times Derek Carr, because I've been in a lot of these games where he brought them back in clutch situations and won. If I was a player on that team, I would believe in Derek Carr just off that. He is really, really clutch. So it's exciting what's going on with the Raiders. John Gruden, you know, when he first struck me the first time around, he did something transformative. They had an organization that was paranoid, the world's against us, kind of mopey when things got down. And he came in and just said, shut up, we're going to play hard. And they beat the Chiefs his first or second year at the end of the year when they were out of it and the Chiefs needed a win on the road. And I was like, what has gone on with the Raiders? Well, he built them into what ultimately would be a Super Bowl team, although in his absence, and then he beat them. But maybe that's his legacy this time around for all the horrific overtones of his exit. Maybe with Rich Bisaccia and Greg Olsen and Gus Bradley and those players, they're not moping in the wake of John Gruden's departure, the way Mark Davis seemed to be, by the way. Ask the NFL. They have all the answers, you know, at a time when
I know
it called for bold statements and leadership and, you know, Al Davis's sense of equality and inclusion and social justice. And hearing me defend Al Davis is going to make a lot of people laugh if you know our history. But Al Davis was, you know, phenomenal at that stuff. So Mark Davis kind of came off terrible, like, the whole world's against us. Late was better the second time. But give credit to those players, those coaches. They put their heads down and played hard.
Yeah. All right, buddy, you're done. That's it. All done. Easy, breezy. Go to the Warriors tonight.
I'm going to the Warriors. I'm very excited. And thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. All right, everybody. Mike Silver, some thoughts. Monday, hope you enjoyed it. YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, rate, review, subscribe. Talk soon.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound. sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.